Presented by RunToGold.com. This section is from the Daily Source Code 788 with Adam Curry.
I was going to go to our one of our financial savants from RunToGold.com. Here we go.
Hi, Adam. It's the monetary scientist from RunToGold.com.
Hey, man.
In BSC 787, you mentioned some gold bars, and it's good to see a little bit of the fear coming back. Anyways, we should keep in mind that sound money is what protects against despotic inroads by government, and we really all need to run to the gold to reclaim a lot of our liberties, and it's good to see the transformation in the show since the awakening has happened.
Well, I'll tell you, I've become very interested in gold ever since I found out that it's actually quite hard to get your hands on it. And you can get all kinds of pieces of paper that say that you own some gold, but actually getting the gold in your hands, hey, very interesting. Not that easy to do, which means other people are onto this strategy, probably people with a lot more money than you and I.
Anyways, some really big things are happening in the financial markets. Fannie and Freddie Mac being taken over by the government. They're going to be pumping in tons of new treasuries to buy all that garbage debt and whatnot, which is just, oh, it's such a mess. Anyways, a lot of the listeners, I hope their financial assets and whatnot are safe. It's important to keep in mind there's about 140 ounces of paper gold for every 1 ounce of physical gold, so it's getting a little difficult to actually
get. Wait a minute, let me just get that. So this is the same fucking game those guys are playing. So there's about 140 ounces of paper gold, which means, just like for every dollar the bank holds, they can lend out. Well, it used to be 10, but it's probably more like $30 now. Who knows what those limits really are? But for every bar of gold that you buy in paper, 140 ounces, there's only really 1 ounce to back it up. That's what I mean. You got to get the real deal. You don't just want to get the pieces of paper if you're really into this strategy.
We get physical possession of metal. I talk about it a lot at my site, runtogold.com, how to properly purchase your metal and whatnot. Anyways, I've got a clip I want to play from McElhaney's weekly commentary about this.
2002. We have an interesting market dynamic that wouldn't be obvious to really anyone on the street today, but with all of our primary dealers, the market makers for the physical metals, we're looking at 4 to 6 week delayed deliveries on almost every product. And we're looking at something as generic as a Krugerrand had its wholesale market premium. Generally, on the wholesale market, I can buy that for 0.5% to 1% above the spot price. It's now 4%. It's moved an extra 300 basis points higher. And is still on a 4 to 6 week delayed delivery. What we're watching happening, very curiously, Bert, is this. In the commodities realm, you end up having a bifurcation where the paper asset world, the paper side of the trade, whether that's futures or options, there is a run towards liquidity. But there's no liquidation in the physical markets. In fact, there's more supply going off the market than the market can even handle. There are no secondary market coins, and this is what I mean.
So it's getting really hard to get physical metal. Anyways, great hair, love your work, keep it up, run to gold, and they work for us.
Hell yeah. Keep reminding them, they work for us, whether you got a pen, a microphone, a camera, keep reminding them of that.